Walking into Russell and Herder, you feel instantly at a tilt. There's purple neon overhead, a flashing Uncle Fester pinball machine, saucer-sized tropical fish leering from an aquarium so big, many mistake it for a wall.
People expect to show up and have us be sitting in a log cabin someplace, roasting weenies and marshmallows out in the back parking lot.
Creative director Scott Ostman leads the nickel tour of a place designed to nourish inventiveness, scatter preconceptions, and convince clients this small-town agency radiates cool.
This was supposed to be a big koi pond, and the koi fish kind of kept dying on us, so this became known as the Kevorkian Pond of Death.
The whole building is gleefully overdone. There's a deep blue ceiling, a glitter with stars. A waterfall tumbles two stories into the Kevorkian Pond. There are five themed bathrooms, including the Larry Johnson Memorial, named and decorated for the veteran employee who occupies it every morning at 10 o'clock.
He's a regular guy.
For quick trips downstairs, there's a purple tubular playground slide, known very locally as Barney's Colon. Even where the real work happens, play happens.
This is the creative studio. This is where the art directors and the graphic designers and people like that hang out and actually produce the print work that we do here.
Hello! It's only fun until someone loses an eye.
Started by Carol Russell and former partner Chip Borkenhagen in 1984, the agency has developed into a regional advertising powerhouse. It's gone from 20 employees to almost 60 in the past 3 years. It grosses in the millions annually. Its client base is heavy on tourism and timber, as you might expect in northern Minnesota, yet diverse enough to include customers in Canada and Europe. In fact, says partner Brian Herder, communications technology has transformed distance from liability to advantage.
Within the state, I think people have a preconception of the Brainerd Lakes area as vacation country. Anything in Brainerd is the opposite of working, it's relaxing. When we get outside the state, it isn't an issue at all. People are much more concerned with your book, with your achievements, with your client roster. As a result, we tend to do better on pitches outside of the state.
Herder spoke from Florida, where this weekend the American Association of Advertising Agencies will hand out the year's top honors. Russell and Herder already had a successful 1998, opening a new office in Duluth and expanding its interactive marketing division on the World Wide Web. Now comes this nomination for National Agency of the Year, an honor based in part on this TV campaign for St. Mary's Duluth Clinic Health System.
I chose specifically to work with cancer patients and probably will never go anywhere else. It's just a privilege.
They teach me how to live. The cancer patients teach me how to live.
Here, you'll find some of the best cancer care in the country. And you'll find one more thing. Hope.
We'll get you through this. You won't go through this alone.
The nomination, Herder says, shows it's possible to attract top talent to a place that's never appeared on the industry's radar screen. Marilyn Phillips agrees. A veteran of the New York and Los Angeles advertising menagerie, Phillips was most recently a vice president at Campbell Methuen Esty, the largest agency in Minneapolis. Now she's Russell and Herder's most delighted new hire.
I loved being able to pull up to the back door and park and just close my door and not lock it and go in the back door and go to work. That is not the way I did it in downtown Minneapolis, and I don't have to pay $120 a month either for the privilege of the parking space.
Marilyn Phillips of the Russell and Herder Ad Agency in Brainerd. Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.